We got a lot of other things going on. We got a dead Garfield High. It's not a Garfield High student. It's a Garfield High.
The indication is it's a student.
Or a former student, a 17-year-old.
Yeah, this happened on campus inside the school during lunch.
And, again, was shot during lunch hour. The shooting suspect is still on the run. I don't think that his identity is a mystery. Seattle police are saying that the student who was shot in the chest and killed was trying to actually be a peacemaker, was trying to break up a confrontation between other students when the gun was pulled and the student was shot. This happened a week before the end of school. Here's Fox 13's Lauren Donovan at Garfield High.
Students tell me they were in the middle of lunch when shots rang out. Several shared they heard the gunfire themselves. Police confirmed there was a fight between students, ending with one opening fire on another. And authorities believe both the suspect and the victim are students.
Our victim, it appears, tried to intervene and break up that fight. Subsequent to that, one of the original combatants approached the victim, and an additional altercation broke out.
Okay. Well, it turns out that the mother of a Garfield student heard those shots. She was outside the school, and she rushed in to help and actually performed CPR on the 17-year-old student who died. The mother's name, again, this is the mother of another student who just heard the gunshots and, you know, with her child inside, she rushes in and she sees this other student on the ground in really bad shape, and she performs CPR. Again, he was shot in the chest. She told Fox 13 yesterday that she wishes that the Seattle Public Schools would have resource officers, i.e. off-duty Seattle police officers on campus to deter this kind of thing. Here's what happened when she heard the shots.
I called 911 and ran toward where I thought the shots were coming from, and I saw a young man on the ground with two gunshot wounds. I started CPR, and SPD had a great response time. Fire had a great response time, but it would be great if the school board would spring for SPD to have detailed officers here to try and deter this type of crime. That young man was shot a couple of times, but there were more gunshots that rang out, and anybody's kids could have gotten shot. Bullets do not have names on them, and it's really unfair and unsafe for these kids to be coming here for an education and not have the opportunity to learn or live in peace. I think that the representatives from the school that came out to assist need better trauma training. I think that if they're not going to hire SPD to be out here, they need to better equip the staff to assist in the event that if incidents like this continue to happen, so that we can protect our children. It's ridiculous.
Okay, one more time from this mom, a black woman, who performed CPR on the student who ultimately died.
It would be great if the school board would spring for SPD to have detailed officers here to try and deter this type of crime. That young man was shot a couple of times, but there were more gunshots that rang out, and anybody's kids could have gotten shot.
Now might be a good time to remind everybody that in the name of racial justice, Seattle police officers who had served as resource officers, i.e. security, were pulled by the Seattle Public Schools and several other districts that wanted to appear enlightened. They did it in Bellevue, which they have partly reversed. They did it in Edmonds. They did it in other schools. You know, just cheap virtue signaling, which turns out not to be so cheap. Because was it Nathan Hale? We had another kid who was gunned down.
Ingram High School.
Ingram.
Yeah.
Ingram High. I knew it was a North End high school.
In between I-5 and Aurora.
And when did that happen?
125th. I feel like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Two years ago in the fall.
After they pulled resource officers. They pulled resource officers because, again, in the name of racial justice. So what do you have? You have a dead black student. When are the social justice crowd going to wake up to the fact and acknowledge the fact or quit ignoring the fact that most victims of violence in school, most victims of crime disproportionately are black? So that when you go easy on crime and on criminals, that translates into more black victims. There's your example right there. And when you pull police officers out of schools, that makes it more likely that weapons are going to be carried to school. One less deterrent. So this anti-cop sentiment, which is what was really propelling this issue, is getting black kids killed. They're aiming at police officers and they're hitting black kids. Those are the victims of this campaign. It is time. This mom is right. Her name is Crystal Young. It is time to put, or Christy Young, it is time to have officers back in the schools offering security.